the Indian called me for episode 3, but he's down for the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amy?
Here.
Brenda?
Here.
Hillary?
Here.
Carla?
Here.
Rita?
Here.
Rhea?
Here.
Carleen?
Here.
We have a forum.
Right, any others in attendance?
We have Mike Franklin, myself, Cheryl, Matt Brown. Virgil Porter. I think that's everybody.
Is there anybody she didn't call? Approval of agenda?
I'll make the motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Mrs. Brendel, second.
Amy?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Carleen?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Public comments on agenda items? Any public who make comments? Hearing none. Executive session to discuss matters immediate knowledge of which would have an adverse effect upon the finance of the district. I would entertain motion to go into executive session.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session with the invitation to our superintendent, Mr. Franklin.
Second.
Motion by Hillary, second by Carla. Roll call.
Brenda?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Carleen?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Motion carries. So 5. So are you in your computer?
Yeah.
Then I'll send you.
We stay here.
I was gonna say, can we just stay here?
We can't put that into the breakout room.
Yes. Well, no.
I can move everyone.
Can you mute it?
Sorry.
I made a motion to come out of executive session. No action was taken at 7:37 PM.
Yeah.
I'll second, Carleen.
And by Hillary, second by Carla. He said first.
Carleen?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Motion carries.
So, new business is reduction in force layoff plan. Staffing reductions apply to Kinko School and Sandpoint School, where enrollment declines exceed 3%, triggering the statutory requirement for possible reductions under AS 14.20.177A1. Enrollment trends projected for King Cove is 56, Sandpoint is 75. King Cove's change is reduced by 16.42%. Sandpoint's changed by -6.25%, right? The district's reduction aimed to retain core academic quality and instructional equity while adhering to legal obligations and board policies. King Cove School enrollment impact: projected enrollment will drop to 56 students. Projected high school enrollment will drop to 22 students in the 2025-2026 school year. Staffing adjustments: reduce 1.5 non-tenured positions, retain one non-tenured teacher with a 5 12 language arts endorsement to support foundational literacy skills, reduce one non-tenured teacher with a K-8 endorsement from 1.0 to 0.5 FTE to support middle grades foundational literacy skills, reduce one tenured teacher with limited type M career technical welding construction carpentry license from 1.0 to 0.5 FTE, CTE class adjustments. Shop classes remain priority with 22 high school students. Only 2 to 3 shop classes will be needed. The 0.5 FTE reduction for limited type of teacher allows for continued shop instruction at an appropriate level. Virtual instruction plan to supplement reductions. District will use proximity learning virtual teachers for 3 district-wide courses, ensuring continued access to specialized math and science courses. Southwick School enrollment impact. Projected enrollment will drop to 75 students. Staffing adjustments reduce 2.0 non-tenured positions. No impact to shop or CTE offerings at this time. Currently, 2 staff members teach 1 shop elective each. False pass enrollment impact. Enrollment remains stable. Staffing adjustments, no staff reductions planned. Accutan enrollment impact. Enrollment remains relatively stable, staffing adjustments, no staff reductions plan. I'd entertain a motion to approve the reduction in the enforced layoff plan as presented.
I made that motion.
I'll second this, Carlene.
Motion by Carla, second by Carlene. Roll call.
Amy?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Claire?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Move to adjourn?
Okay.
Yeah, one more yet.
Okay.
To Congress. Next order of new business is teacher contracts. In front of us, we have teacher contract recommendations for tenured teachers. Erin Ravenscroft, teacher Accutan, Jacqueline De La Cruz, teacher King Cove, Elizabeth Gargulis, teacher King Cove, Lynette Mack, teacher King Cove, Joy Smith, teacher King Cove, Shell Mack, teacher halftime, King Cove, Jennifer Eubank, teacher Sandpoint, Doug Gobin, teacher Sandpoint, Karen McMillan, teacher Sandpoint, Karen Walls, teacher Sandpoint, and Amy Eubank, teacher Sped Coordinator District. Is there a motion to approve the recommended rehires?
I'll make a motion to approve the recommendation for certified tenured personnel rehire for the 2025-2026 school year.
I'll second.
Motion by Hillary, second by Carla. Roll call.
Rhett?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Move to adjourn.
There a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
Roll call.
Amy?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Rhett?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Thank you, everybody. See you on the 25th.
Anybody know the score of the game?
Oh, Rita, do you know the score?
You guys missed some of that building up there.
I had to hush it because I was talking. I know King Cove is down.
Oh.
Buckland is winning. But I don't know the score, but Buckland is winning.
Oh,
darn it.
But we still should, we're not in fourth quarter or anything, right?
It's 41.29 Buckland.
Okay. Has to be third quarter.
Sister.
Good day.
He's cooking over there. She's coughing.
See you guys probably Monday the 24th.
It's third quarter, 2:49.
Yeah.
Third quarter.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.
Cheer loud, Rico.
Recording.